This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! And Tyler thinks that you guys have St. Patrick's Day stories.
I could call him Tyler.
Because I want his full attention. Your head is on the chopping block right now.
Okay. That's like, fine. Denver was supposed to be like number two this year, was it? The best parade, the best place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
This is a town that believes in reasons to drink.
Yeah.
Like opening day, Cinco mm-hmm. de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day, any occasion.
Is the Derby a big day here?
Yeah.
I thought about it, like prep my liver for the next few months.
When is Derby? It's right. A lot of times it's right around Cinco de Mayo. Sometimes it intersects with Cinco de Mayo and it gets a little.
May 1st and 2nd this year.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you better get some liver prep in there. Because then, yeah. So we're going to do like your St. Patty's Day stories. So if we expect the listeners to call in, then we'll start with ours.
Yeah, but these could be like your craziest St. Patty's Day. This could be the leprechaun that showed up at your house.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that I've seen many leprechauns roaming the homes this year. I'm a bit curious where they've been. Anyone catch one this morning or anything?
Can you catch them? I don't think you can catch them.
Yeah, you set up traps. Oh, they never stay there though. This could also be like something lucky to happen on a St. Patrick's Day.
I do actually have one. I'm going to save. Save as bacon.
Oh,
I remember one. Sorry.
I knew it. I believe in you, Denver.
20 years ago today.
4 score and 7 years ago.
Sorry.
Look at Hack. He already knows and he's quitting his job. He's quiet quitting right now.
Oh, no.
Because got married on this. Oh, that marriage didn't stick. Oh, not much of a story there.
Can I ask, so while we're on the topic, why did you pick St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing that I don't think anybody in this room can get their brain around, but I think, I don't remember, did I have my own show yet? I guess I did, yeah. We just had these moments in radio. Like when I first started with the Greg and Bo show a long time ago, they would come to me on like June 24th and go, yeah, we're going to take the week of the 4th off, so take a vacation. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I have to just take a vacation? And so I have always just had to take a vacation. It's like, oh, everybody's spring break is kind of lining up this week, so take a vacation. Well, that was my wedding. Like,
yeah,
we were like, we know we're going to be off the week of spring break. So what's the Saturday before? Oh, it's March 17th.
Oh, you're like, and then we could go, and on, we can like go on a honeymoon.
Yeah. Oh. So we just got married on there was no plan. Like, we had both been married or whatever.
So it wasn't about St. Patty's.
And it wasn't, we didn't have a ceremony. Like, we just signed the paper in my.
You did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The second one? Yeah.
Oh.
I just signed, my parents were there. One of my brothers was there. And my buddy Rob was there. And then we just jumped in a limo and went and had sushi. And.
But Rob is a leprechaun. You should.
Rob.
I was not expecting that. Okay.
I held his leprechaun hair while he vomited sake down the backside of the limo.
Ew.
If that's a good St. Patty's Day story.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, did you guys like wink to the fact that it was St. Patrick's Day at all? Did you have a green...
One of my other brothers... It? No, we went to a sushi restaurant.
Okay.
And we went to Purple Martini before that.
That sounds fun, though.
Yeah. So there's my story. Anyone else have one?
I have a couple. Of course she does.
Okay. Oh, Aaron here to save us.
Yeah.
Okay, what was...
I got subpoenaed on St. Patrick's Day in 2017.
Okay. This is what I'm talking about.
It was for, I was dog sitting
for
strangers.
Oh, when they, the dog
my hand got bit, the dogs fought each other. Yeah. So I got that piece of mail on St. Patrick's Day. Luck of the Irish.
Okay, so
and those strangers were leprechauns.
Do you think we're going to give it? I think what we're looking for is when you just went for it on a St. Patrick's Day and got absolutely something great.
Like, if it was a Saturday and you're like 6 a.m., baby, we start.
So we want to hear your wildest, your craziest, your most luckiest St. Patrick's Day tales. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
It wasn't on St. Patrick's Day, but it's close enough. When I landed in Dublin, that's why it's close enough.
Okay.
Literally walk outside the airport and we get to downtown and the first thing I see is one of the bar pub bike things.
Yeah.
The paddle bars.
Bar crawl thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're officially called. A pedal bar?
Pedal bar.
Is that what it is?
Sure. Or a pedal pub.
Yeah. So they're cruising down the street. They're laughing so hard. And I'm like, oh, they're having so fun. This is great. And then a naked man is running after them.
This is exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah.
This is, you finally told the one story that could get on the air.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I don't know if he was like the bachelor, if it was a bachelor trip or a birthday, but he was with the group of...
And trying to catch up sans clothes.
Correct.
Like everything out?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a naked man in my story, too.
Okay.
Is it a naked leprechaun?
Somewhat naked, I guess. I used to DJ downtown on St. Patrick's Day, and it was always a really long day. I'd come in at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon and play till 2 a.m., which you'd think, it's St. Patrick's Day, so you get there at 1, and everyone's just off the cliff already.
Like, they start drinking at like 6 or 7.
Yeah, you're walking into like the craziest party ever, and you're like, the sun, it's very disorienting. But when it gets so busy downtown like that, people are running around, and people are like, hopping fences and sneaking in back doors and doing, they're doing stuff they're not supposed to be doing. And where the DJ booth was downtown was by, it had a big door to go outside. So people were hopping the fence and getting in. And one guy had a kilt who hopped the fence. And the kilt got caught on the fence as he kind of flipped over it. And so a lot of butt. Not the front part.
Oh, you didn't get to see his biscuits and berries?
No.
It didn't like rip the kilt off?
He was like caught. His buddies like helped him get off. Yeah, but his butt,
because he was doing the kilt the way you're supposed to do it.
With nothing under it?
Nothing. Yeah.
Under your kilt? Socks and shoes is the answer.
Really?
That's what they would say. What do you got under your kilt? And they're like, socks and shoes.
Wow.
That was my Irish accent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Will we give any bonus points to anybody who attempts an Irish brogue?
I would like that, yeah.
Yeah, because at this point, I think we're just going to take any call. If you can say Irish.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Or even Billie Eilish.
I'd love to know if someone is listening right now who's been out since.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, if you're out right now and you're
full sending it.
Yeah, you're in an Uber or something.
Oh yeah.
You should have seen me.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Saturday.
If you're living it right now. Okay. I like it.
Okay. Any leprechauns, feel free.
Right.
All right. If you've got a St. Patrick's Day story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I don't know how many people have to call for Hack to keep his job. Are there any texts coming in for your St. Patrick's Day shenanigans? Oh, come
shenanigans.
On! For the love of God, where was this before?
No.
I remembered one more real quick. There was one year where we were broadcasting live from Fado Irish Pub.
Ugh, love them.
And so when you broadcast live before, it's different now, but like before, there had to be a board op here that would turn on the remote. So we're like down there and we have Jarrett and somebody else from Bowling for Soup. And we're interviewing them and we get done and we're like, we'll be right back live at Fado. It's Alice 105.9. And the person running the board was blackout drunk and they didn't do anything.
Oh, what?
So then we just had to vamp and we just started playing 80s songs.
And you could just tell you were on?
Yeah, we were just like, somebody started driving back to the station to figure out what was going wrong. But in the meantime, we just played songs on guitars. We played like Bon Jovi songs and we played.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the guys from Bowling for Soup.
Very cool.
And they found the person passed out in the studio.
Yikes.
That'll do it.
Pam?
Yes.
Yes. Hi.
What's your shenanigan-y story?
Well, you guys just sound like you're the cutest people. I'm 76 years old. This happened back in... Oh, did somebody just breathe heavy there?
No, that's awesome.
This happened in 1965. I lived in Chicago, and we on St. Patrick's Day, my boyfriend and I went down to see the Green River, you know, in Chicago. Yeah. And wouldn't you know, my mother worked like at an appliance store where they had all these TV sets set up and on. And wouldn't you know, WGN camera came on my face, and it showed up on all 15 TV sets.
So and your mom was like, shouldn't she be in school?
I know. I come home and my dad says, how's school? I said, oh, it was okay. He says, yeah, you know it was okay because we saw you today on TV.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
That is.
On all the screens at once.
I mean, that could happen today, but like that long ago, what are the odds of you being the one person who gets?
I know why, because I had long blonde hair.
Oh.
And of course they're going to put the camera on
me,
you know.
Yeah, of course they are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you
go. Just weirdly read a story about the river dye. Apparently it's non-toxic.
Yeah.
That's great. And it only lasts like 4 hours. And then it all dissipates. Oh. So you only get the Green River for like 4 hours.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big deal there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call,
so
Pam.
We love you. You're so nice.
You're by far our favorite caller of all time. Brittany.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Shenanigans of the St. Patrick kind. What'd you do?
About 20 plus years ago, I was up in the school in Greeley with three other roommates, and we had the top floor of a building as our apartment. We threw a huge party. We had four kegs of green beer. It seemed like half of UNC was there at the time. My roommate ended up pouring Irish liquor all over the top of the table and setting it on fire.
Yep. You haven't lived till you've lit something on fire at a party.
Oh, no. Yeah. I have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was the best. We laughed a lot.
About the fire?
I'm not in the moment, but the nice ring around the table where the fire was lovely. A great conversation piece for a long time.
Right.
Yeah. The night ended with someone throwing a can or one of those big, huge machines, soda machines, tossed it or knocked it over in the lobby and took off out the door. So then the cops came and we gave them green beer, too.
Okay.
Oh.
People don't party like that anymore.
I know.
Yeah. Free
right?
soda?
Thank you.
I know.
Thank you for the call, Brittany.
There's some laws because of it, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is with great sadness that I have to announce. Those calls were awesome.
They were.
And Tiak gets to keep his
job. Oh, lucky day.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All right, everyone. It's time to sing along if you know the words.
News. No. decide. This is news or nope.
News or nope? Really disappointed in the lack of nopes lately.
That's so true. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. And are you stalling?
I was for a second. And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day.
In honor of the holiday, I have some deals you can get at like food places around. At 7-Eleven.
Calm down, everyone.
Participating 7-Eleven, Speedway, and Stripe stores. We have 7-Eleven here. Customers can get a limited time St. Patrick's Day donut with white icing and green shamrock sprinkles.
What? When I think St. Patty's Day, I mean, I know you've got a whole list there, but I don't know if I would have led with 7-Eleven. Do you have any O'Malley, patio furniture?
7-0-11. Yeah. No. Cinnabon, St. Patrick's Day, members of the Cinnabon Rewards loyalty program can get any size and flavored lemonade for $1 with the purchase of a baked good.
Literally nothing about that has anything to do with St.
At Dairy Queen, you can choose from two limited time St. Patrick's Day treats. At Del Taco, rewards members.
What are you doing?
If they get one of those burritos, they get one free today and tomorrow.
Is it a green burrito?
It had guac in it. That's what they're saying. At Good Times Burgers. We have that, right? Good Times Burgers and frozen custard.
They're made here.
Wear green and get a free scoop of Irish cream frozen custard. No purchase necessary.
Oh.
And I think T-Hack's going to like this one at...
I've liked all of them so far.
Where did it go? At Paris Baguette.
Hold up. That's your spot.
Uh-huh. Yes. Members of the PB Rewards loyalty program get a free pastry with any beverage purchased today.
I feel like they're closed for the day. Or are they just doing...
Top of the morning. I love it.
There's a bunch more too, like Red Robin. They have some specials on drink, like $5 Coors Lights.
Do you have anything Irish related to say?
Nope. Sandra.
Nothing.
There's not like a...
There's a Krispy Kreme. You can get a... If you wear green, you can get a free... I scrolled past it, so I'm not sure.
Is there like a...
If you wear green, get a free green original glazed donut.
Okay, but like Nolan's downtown, are they doing...
Hey!
Get a black and tan.
I'm not a journalist. I'm just reading a list.
Okay. But you chose the most obscure... Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. Cattivella Italian restaurant offering up... It's not...
Take it up with the research team.
Yeah.
Okay.
They hand her the script. What's she supposed to do?
Okay. It's Ryan.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I need to say, first, Erica, you were right. We need this to get Taylor it? Frankie Paul off TV. Get her out of here. I'm done with her.
Wait, is she the chick? They've got a whole season of Bachelorette ready to go.
And it's coming out, I think, this Sunday.
I don't think it's coming out.
They should not put it out.
She's a psychopath.
I just saw a preview for it last night. I think
you did.
Like a big preview for The Bachelorette is what I saw.
Yeah, do you know what's happening with her?
No, I don't.
It's not
Aaron.
Good.
She is on her second DV charge with her ex-boyfriend Dakota. This time she was choking him with a necklace. She's done.
Because on the first one, she got him to pretend it didn't. Mm-hmm. She got him to lie to the cops, right?
That was allegedly. Her ex-husband, I think. I think Dakota.
They just had one
a few days ago.
And then the cops were called. And then Dakota was like, it's good. And then
the
she went back.
Saw bruises or something. And
now the police have documented like stuff on his body, like wounds. Mm-hmm. She's a scratcher. She's a thrower, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And now she's adding choking. Does he have like a huge, I don't know how you choke somebody with a necklace. Yeah, it'd have to be like a bigger, chunky.
When was she announced as Bachelorette? Because I don't know if I said it on the air, but I was like, okay, I said she has domestic violence charges and we're going, let's have her date
other
the third
people.
Most eligible men.
She's got a boyfriend and she's on the Bachelor.
Her baby daddy. But it's like, clearly the show didn't work out.
She cannot separate from him. He cannot separate from her. It's so toxic. The rest of the girls from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives are refusing to work with her. That's how bad it is.
Good for them.
But yeah, there is a whole season recorded with women and or her and a bunch of men who this is their ticket to fame.
Yeah.
And if they don't air it, like they just shot it for nothing.
Well, if they don't air it, what are they going to air on Sundays on ABC? Like,
but like they can't air
a massive like money.
But are you not condoning domestic violence if you air this show?
I agree with you, but they condoned it when they cast her.
Yeah.
I'm searching if they're going to air.
It's too late to not, but like this is coming to light.
I don't
like,
know if
right
it is
now.
Too late. I think they would make, I don't know if they would make more money, but it would be better for them to say, hey,
we're
messed up.
We're not going to champion this woman.
We're going to get something else going.
As of 3 hours ago, they still plan to air it.
Wow.
God, I love Frankie Muniz. That's too bad. What was the name?
Taylor Frankie Paul.
Oh,
so close.
This is my bad. Another down story. Good evening.
Good evening.
Another sad story.
What are we doing?
This is out of Colorado, Penrose, Colorado, which is a census designated place in Colorado, not a town or a city. It's literally a place is what it's
census
called.
Census designated place.
Yeah, there was a funeral home in Colorado that got in trouble a little bit ago because it turned out they were just
body place.
Yeah, they were hiding the bodies. They weren't actually yeah, they
do when they're dead.
I just saw that headline. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, really?
I don't either.
It's in Penrose. There is a funeral home. Over 200 decomposing bodies were found in unsanitary conditions.
Just in a storage room or something?
Yeah, basically they were charging people for cremations and giving them urns filled with concrete instead of the actual remains. And they just kind of dumped the body somewhere. They took over $130,000 in services and also defrauded the government of $900,000 in pandemic aid. They got busted and they got sentenced today. The woman, Carrie Halford is her name. She received an 18-year prison sentence for fraud yesterday.
And what are they doing with the bodies now?
They've already been handled because this happened like a year or two ago.
So somebody
the neighbors were so like, something stinks.
Oh?
It smells so bad. What's going on?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, sorry, who gets into the fraudulent world and is like, dead bodies?
Oh, yeah, of all the things. Yeah, I would agree. It's hard to... Yeah,
we could just get some cement and then just put the bodies wherever.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
The Slacker Show.
I think I made some friends.
Oh my gosh.
You did?
Like, yeah. Where?
So last night my wife had some work to finish up. So I said, I'm going to go get some food and there's no rush because she's working. So I was like, okay, I'll go to In-N-Out because it takes a little longer. You got to sit and wait for it. So I go to In-N-Out.
Did you bring the kids?
No, they're in bed.
Oh, it's like late.
Yeah.
8 p.m.
Okay.
What?
Okay. I'm just getting my brain around the whole dynamic. And she doesn't want any of this food. This right. is just for you.
She ate with them earlier, yeah. Before bed.
Okay.
What? Why is that the weird part of the story?
I just find it strange.
I think the weirder part of the story is that he said, I made friends and then took us to In-N-Out right away.
Yeah,
so,
I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I ordered my In-N-Out. And I get it to go, but I go in and order it. I don't do the drive-thru because I'm like, I'm going to go in and I'm going to raw dog it for a little bit. Oh, I like purposely schedule some time. We've been trying to brick our phones, yeah. like stay off of them. So I order and they have a little bench there by the where you order, where you sit and you wait for them to call your number. So I sat down purposely. I was like, I'm not getting my phone out. I'm just going to sit here for this 8 to 11 minutes that it's going to take. And I'm just going to enjoy it.
And just look around like some kind of nut job.
Yeah.
But that's not that weird.
It is in
keeping your eyes on the
day
food.
And age. It's
gosh,
no,
it's
now
not
I want
weird.
In-N-Out. I kind of want In-N-Out.
Me too.
It's good. I think it. I agree. It is a little weird, but it shouldn't be weird. We should be able to sit for 8 minutes. That's what I tell myself. Like I should be able to sit here without like I need my phone. You know, I go on to kick that urge. So I sit down on the end of the bench. And then another guy orders after me. Then he goes and he sits on the other end of the bench. Mm. So I'm sitting there not on my phone. And I see he's also not on his phone.
Both of you are raw dogs.
Both of us. Yeah. Now a third guy comes, orders his burger. He comes and sits between us. So you could probably fit 5 people on the bench. There's 3 guys.
Okay.
Evenly spaced.
How many normal sized people could you fit?
But
right, like yeah. it's like urinal etiquette at this thing
right,
where there's
right.
enough space in between.
Right.
And then the third guy sits down and he also does not pull out his phone.
No
Do you
way.
Think they're just following your lead? Is everybody like, this dude's raw dog and I'm gonna try
it? I would imagine if you sit down and the person next to you is like scrolling on their phone, you're probably going to do the same.
It's almost instinctual. It's so mm-hmm. weird. Even when I think I'm not going to, if somebody else is, I'm like, what am I missing?
Yeah.
Is there something going on?
Oh, really?
Somewhere?
I like get it out.
Yeah.
Because I was eyeing them thinking, and then they just never did. So the 3 of us were sitting there and we just had the best time. And
you
they
didn't.
Eventually called my number and I got my food and then I went home.
Tiak, you didn't speak to them.
No, but we still had such a great, we had so much in common. We shared this time together. Clearly, we have the same interests. We're at In-N-Out.
You didn't say a flipping thing with these dudes.
No, but I enjoyed myself with them.
Okay.
I should count.
Genuinely was like, oh my gosh, he got a guy's number. Like, that's pretty bold of him.
I couldn't get the phone out. That's the problem.
I think so, step one actually just would have been speaking.
Like, so.
What'd you order?
Yeah.
What are you waiting on?
Get on the secret menu?
I went with the burger.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
So we want to talk about vet stories, veterinarian stories.
Yes. Yes.
Because people are just stupid in general. I am, for some reason, my algorithm is all that the huskies are like the most talkative dog.
They're so funny.
They're just like, they'll say I love you and stuff. But take them to a vet and they
scream.
They scream and then they do the fainting goat thing. Their front legs go stiff and they fall off the table.
Okay, I take Swanson to a vet and he climbs on my shoulder as if he is a parakeet.
Because he's afraid of the vet.
He's so scared he needs to be on top of me. He was laying by the front door of the vet this most recent time and would not move. I had to pick him up.
Because he just wants to get out.
Yes. He's like,
waiting for anybody to open that door.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. I had to pick him up and bring him into the room.
I just saw a video of a golden who was going for just in case there's dogs around you, a CARRIDE, not trying to get him wound up.
What?
A car ride? You know, you want to go for a walk? Hey, you want to go for a walk? Who wants to go for a walk?
I didn't know that car ride ever triggered dogs. I thought you were selling
it. Oh, God, if I said ride, they're like at the garage door like,
are you so serious?
Yes, this golden got so excited, got in the car, realized where they were going.
Oh.
And then immediately like turns towards the seat.
Oh, and then they hide their face?
Yes.
Because they're like, how dare you?
Yeah.
I thought we were going somewhere fun, like a dog park.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Are you just saying all the words to
walk? Who's going to take a walk?
I tried.
Yeah, so. Treat.
Oh.
Treat.
Do you want to eat? Do you want to eat?
Why are we like this? So my friend, we just talked about this the other day while we were drinking with said friend. But my friend called the emergency vet because his dog's intestines were coming out.
Oh, whoa.
That's right.
He was like, something's going on. call the clinic. He's like, do I scoop up all the guts that are coming out and just drive the dog? Like, what do I have to do?
Right.
Or whatever. And the vet's just like, okay, describe what's going on. And he's like, it's like his intestines, it's all like pink and it's just like strung across the floor.
You know exactly what it is, don't you?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't think. His guts?
What? No.
Dogs' wee-wees are huge and can almost look like an internal organ.
Yep.
They the sure red rocket. Can.
The red rocket. Yeah. And then
what?
They have a hook on them.
You have boy dogs. You don't.
Yeah.
I would never confuse it for an intestine.
But it
though.
Had a hook on it and it was like kind of stuck on the carpet and you couldn't get it back in. It was like, it was out and no longer like, it was just like,
we've had this.
And just like, it was stuck out.
Ah.
But like, he, not being a dog owner, okay. was like, his guts are coming out.
Right.
Well, and not to out my dogs, but they're chihuahuas. So theirs is a little.
True.
Less impressive.
No, this is a little tiny dog too.
Oh, really?
It's like,
what?
It's junk was what? Like.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how they. Okay. Oh.
Dana's had to dig into some Vaseline.
Yeah.
To
put it back.
Get it back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're on your own.
So they can
it's
die.
A dog. Yeah, you got to get it back in there.
Circulation.
All right.
There's a line, people.
This
Come
is
on.
Supposed to be okay. about not Vaseline, but about weird, awkward visits to the vet.
Slacker, put that back in.
Okay.
Are your intestines coming out?
What is going on? 303-222-5423. You can text or call. Didn't you have a cat story?
I do have a cat story. So I was recently at the vet this experience or this most recent time. And they were telling me, so she kind of spooked Swanson and he hit my face really hard. Like I thought potentially.
He headbutted you?
Kind of. He didn't mean to. He just was trying to get away from the vet, which is like so sad. And she was like, oh my gosh, you're fine. I was like, I'm totally fine. I'm not bleeding. Like it's fine. She said that one time she had a cat in there and the cat was so scared, same way Swanson was, crawled up onto the owner's shoulder. And like, I don't know if she dropped something or she sneezed or something happened and the cat got so spooked, it shot off the shoulder, up into the ceiling tiles and crashed back all the way down. And the vet was like, is she okay? And the owner was like, she does this all the time.
Oh, no.
Yes. So if you're a vet, you probably have a million stories.
I think, yes, some of the stories, most of the stories could be the vet text.
Yeah.
Just like,
especially like the weird animals that come in.
Yeah. Tell me about a reptile.
Yeah. Or even like, I know people have brought in their fishes.
What?
For what? Just let them die.
Rude.
I will say this. My vet loves on my dog. Like it's, she's like, Moxie, who's my Moxidoodle? Who's Moxidoodle? And I'm like, what the what?
They just like, have this like special bond with all
animals. They completely
do.
I love it. Mm. But Moxie is just like Swanson, like at the door, like,
so scared. Get me out of here.
And the tail is tucked so far between her legs, it's almost touching her neck. Because she's just like,
We had taken our overweight chihuahua to the vet once.
Do not shame your dog.
Well, the reason
the
we were taking him was to try to figure out why he's so overweight. And they drew blood and they were going to tell us the results. And they had to call my wife and he had to go back to draw more blood. There was too much fat in his blood. Which I'm not a vet. I was like, might
could
be.
That be the issue?
I think they're related.
Oh, could you imagine You're making kidding. That call? Yeah. You're gonna have to bring him back.
I'm not sure we got blood in that sample. It's mostly butter.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah,
so All right. If you've got a vet story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who've had weird vet things, like veterinarian vets. What?
Can I read this text?
Yeah, I don't know. You've got a face that says you have to.
Our bulldog was plugged up one time and the poor vet tech reached in to loosen things up, dot, dot, dot. Her face was painted along with the wall behind her. I believe it was poop.
That goes with it.
Yeah.
All right. That's what we... I've heard of expressing the glands. I just never... My dogs somehow did it themselves or something.
They usually do, but sometimes dogs don't. But it's not... That's not...
Yeah, this was more of a bowel obstruction.
This was a bowel.
And they just got in there and like...
Not the secretion.
Okay, maybe we should talk about something. Sherry?
Yay.
Vets, what do you got?
So, way back when I had Rottweilers... And my brother-in-law and sister-in-law came to live with us, and when they moved out, they asked for one of the Rottweilers. So I gave them our 125-pound male Rottweiler named Zeus, and we lived out east, and it could get bitter cold. And one day there was a weather warning saying, do not leave your animals outside. No cell phones back then. I couldn't get a hold of my sister-in-law, so I drove over to her house. Mind you, I'm 8 months pregnant, she's 7 months pregnant, and I have a two-year-old with me. I go over to the house, and I see Zeus on the side of the house, chained up, on his back, legs straight up, just frozen to death.
Oh, my God.
So I run in the house, we call the vet. The vet says, well, you just have to bring him in. So the two pregnant women are trying to lift the 125-pound frozen Rottweiler. When I grab his head, his eyes pop open.
He's not dead.
We rush him to the vet, and the vet says, oh, he has epilepsy. He's okay. He just needs medication.
That almost got so
dark. That was
dark.
The darkest way to start this, and I'm like, okay, it's a happy ending. Your sister's a terrible dog owner. But like,
no, my sister-in-law is.
Yeah, sister-in-law. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, yeah, screw that. Somebody.
Yeah. Take Zeus back?
He probably would have froze to death.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like he was.
He was so frozen when we tried to put him in this car.
Just a little stiff dog. Okay. I can't.
Okay. Okay. Let's get lighter.
Thank you. That's a lot. That's a lot. Do they improve from here or?
No.
Emily?
Yay.
Vets, what do you got?
So I was vacationing in Alabama. I have family friends there, and we were staying in a lake house. And my dog was kind of playing outside and kind of got a rogue nail, and it spliced her from, like, basically, like, my whole hand length, probably, like, 6 inches or so.
Oh, my.
And so it was Thanksgiving night, and so it was a holiday. Mm-hmm. And so basically we were in the middle of nowhere, and so we called around to, like, as many places that we could kind of get into. And we were right next to Auburn University, and they have a large vet school there. And so we drove her there, like, on a whim, and they basically, they stitched her up, a bunch of students stitched her up and sent us on our way. And it was kind of like a miracle. And they like charged us nothing. It was like less than $100. And then when we lived in Florida at the time, and when we got back, she had like a drain put in and kind of had to get treated afterwards.
Okay.
And we went to our vet, and they were Auburn University.
Okay. Again.
Yeah, thank
they
you.
They were from there.
Thank you. We just had a technical issue with two of the microphones in the room. So if you guys have said anything, they weren't hearing it, but now they can say something.
Oh, hello.
There we go.
I.
Yep. There we go. Let's keep going. Candy.
Yay.
You are disguised. What's your vet story?
So I brought my cute little corgi to the vet, but I had just given birth.
Oh.
And so I had a newborn with me as well. So my hands were full.
I don't like this.
While we were in the waiting room, the receptionist had something she had to deal with in the other room, and my baby had a blowout diaper.
Oh,
not what
I was expecting.
Ugh. Oh, I don't like what I think could happen. What?
Did you wipe it with the corgi?
No.
Okay. No, I would never do that to my precious little dog.
Okay. But what happened? Just to blow out? You just had to clean it up, or?
That's the thing. I didn't clean it up.
The dog did.
No, so because the receptionist was gone doing something else, I just decided to leave and blame it on one of the other dogs.
So there was just poop everywhere.
And you're just like, I don't know, that feels like not my problem.
So you just left baby poop.
And hoped it looked enough like dog poop, which, by the way, it doesn't.
Okay,
it can. Baby poop is real weird.
Yeah, but when your dog is at the vet, sometimes they've got the bubble guts.
Could have been any of us.
Yeah. Oh, no, do not bring me into this.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Did they ever find out?
Did they recall?
Did you ever return to that vet?
If they didn't figure it out, you got to get a new vet, right?
You definitely got to get a new vet, I think.
Well, okay. I haven't had to go back.
Since, yeah, no.
I don't think you should.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Okay.
I assume they figured it out a little bit after I left, but you know, I'm just out new mom, and they have to be cleaning up, you know, spills.
Yeah, there's just, yeah, no, it's on them.
I don't.
Okay. It's part of the job.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call, Candy. I really thought the corgi was going to be involved.
Oh, man.
It was the culprit.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.
Slacker and T-Hack, I'm going to need to put you to... I can't speak. I'm going to need you to put yourselves into the mind of like a 33 to 37-year-old woman for a little bit.
Explain to me, how do I get into her mind? Which way am I entering from?
pretend you are her. Because Aaron's already in my age range, so.
Okay, so you want me to be.
Technically not. Well, you're 30. Yeah.
Okay.
So I need to get, abandon all rational thought.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I need more beverages around me.
Yeah.
That is true. I need you to
super
think
entitled.
About.
Entitled.
Oh
my gosh.
Wow, gee, I wonder why you're single.
I'm just trying to say the things that irritate you. You have no idea how much joy it brings me to watch your face implode when I say things like that. I do not think that the average 33-year-old is entitled. Just you.
I'm actually not 33 yet, but thank you.
Oh, okay.
I am looking for ideas of what to give the girls and my stepbrother who are coming on my bachelorette. And it's got to be something, like I want to get them like a big goodie bag.
Did you say your stepbrother?
Yeah, he's gay, so he comes to our bachelorette parties.
Okay.
He's the life of the party.
Okay, that's fine.
So yeah, I want to like put together a goodie bag. This is very standard practice for the bride to do, whatever. But I want these to be things that they can use again. I don't want it to say bride squad or anything like that on it.
But maybe, look, my bachelor party was so long ago, there wasn't like the merch angle.
Right.
There is a little bit of... Don't you want to be identified as on the squad while you're roaming the streets of Austin?
That'll be pretty obvious from like one girl's in white and the others are not.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You don't necessarily need the sashes, right. The hats.
I'm most likely going to have a little veil.
Will you have a pee-pee necklace or anything?
I don't think we're going that route.
I don't. Thank God.
Yeah.
I don't think that's... popular or common these days.
The last time I was in Austin, there was a girl with a thing, and like, I can't remember what they had to do.
When you were there with us?
No, this was on a time I was there. It was when I was there for F1.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I've been there since then. But then like, they had to put the necklace on you and then eat one of the pee-pees off of them. It was like a candy necklace.
Oh, so it's like tight to your neck?
Yes.
That's weird. Okay, so pretty much every woman on my trip is like married and either with children or soon to be with children or my stepbrother.
Okay.
And he's not married living the single life and all of that.
But nobody's in the mood to be promiscuous or even blur the lines while you're out there. You're just going to go have fun.
Yeah. So like what? I mean, Aaron, have you gotten anything in a bag that you're like, I will use this again?
Yeah, the last bachelorette I was on, they got us little, not burlap, but that, I don't know what the texture is.
Braid?
No, it's almost like a bamboo woven together kind of thing.
Oh, like reusable a bag?
Yeah. And it had like a claw clip. Cute. The theme was going to the Chapel Rowan.
Okay.
And
okay.
So we had like disco ball reusable cups.
No. Yeah. Okay. No.
I mean, that's the thing. I didn't keep that.
Right, because you had to fly back.
Exactly. And that was taking up too much space. Yeah. I didn't care for it. So I have the bag. I don't even think I have the claw clip.
There's just so many things you can give. Like, sorry to Odyssey and whatever. If you give us another Bluetooth speaker, I know you wouldn't be thinking of doing that. But it's like, I don't need any more Bluetooth speakers in my house.
Right.
Like,
but what about a water bottle?
I actually would take another.
No, because I didn't even pick up my water bottle.
I literally have mine right here.
Who took mine? I didn't take it.
I don't know.
The amount of tumblers that I have. I don't want that. Bachelorette parties that have my name on them. I'm like,
don't want it.
They were cute for a while, but now what?
Do you know what I have? Some. I have a stack of flasks because bachelors always give you a flask. I'm like, I know I read alcoholic. I never carry booze on me.
That's
ever.
So real.
It's what do you, why are you buying that for me? Right. It's got my initials on it. I have a bunch of them.
Okay.
We don't want that.
No. Mm.
I have money clips.
Okay, these are not things.
No, but I'm saying, what's the equivalent for a girl?
Like, I'm going to do a hangover kit that has like Advil, smart. Liquid IV, chapstick.
That's cute. That's
maybe
usable.
Like eye masks and that. Like, yeah, that'd be cute. Is done.
Oh, yeah, we got masks as well. I forgot about that.
Like mask, like the one.
Little eye masks.
Okay,
or like weird little. Masks. Okay. But it's like, is it like a baseball hat? Is it? I don't know.
There's got to be something.
And I've only
trendy.
Gone like a month. So.
Amazon's a god.
That, when, I know, but like, what if you want it personalized?
I think Amazon can turn a lot of things around.
Okay.
Like,
ooh, but can't, shouldn't we just skip it if you're just ordering junk off Amazon?
Not if it's like, something really
you're
cool.
You're all sitting here, we're all going, it's kind of junk. We've never liked anything.
It's not the thought that counts, and it is really cute, but I just don't know what is reusable, what's worth it.
Because like right now, dude, I know this doesn't apply to either one of us. But I saw a thing. They make a thing to mark your golf ball with your initials.
Oh my gosh, I've seen that. That's cool.
And it's like for your golf friends, it's so like BM, Ben Martinez, boom. He would love that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got golf balls as a groomsman one time. They had their names on it. I didn't use them, but I kept them. Because it was cool, but I'm not a golfer.
See that, like it's gotta be something. Can you give them all little bottles of Vouv or something?
How am I going to get them there?
You can just ship it there or get them. You can ship it to your hotel or your Airbnb.
Airbnb.
You can make it happen. Like, check a bag. Okay. You're probably checking a bag anyway,
you're
princess.
Right. I am checking a bag. I absolutely am. But if anyone has really good ideas, I feel like there's a lot of people. We could crowdsource some ideas here.
There is something. Somebody's going to know something cool like and new and trendy.
And a reminder, our theme is the wife is a showgirl. Oh. So if you have anything that could be showgirl themed.
Okay, I was really into it until you did that.
Oh, shut up.
303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling. calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. This, you and I have never been more aligned than we are right now.
I know it. And I'm like honestly getting a headache just thinking about this.
Like maybe we take texts from people to prove to the young whippersnappers in the room that this is a real thing. Mm-hmm. There's an alcohol for every single human on planet Earth that has scarred them so deeply that they can't even walk down the aisle that it's in the liquor store. Correct. Let alone imagine putting it in their cake hole. There's just, you don't have that?
I just looked mine up and I like actually want to vomit.
I have like 10 of them.
Oh, well that's problematic.
No, I mean, but it's all like, do you know what Mad Dog is?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
It also goes, but I think its real name is Mogan David. But it was like Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, MD, isn't that?
MD, yeah.
I have never seen this before in my life. It is Mogan David.
It's,
They're fun colors.
Yeah.
It's what's the equivalent of that, that your generation probably drank? Boone's? Did you eat Boone's?
No.
Boone's Farm? You guys don't know what Boone's Farm
Wasn't
is?
Isn't there like a UV?
UV blue?
Yeah, UV blue.
What is that?
This. It's blue vodka. I think it is UV.
No, this is wine.
I know.
Oh.
I'm sorry, what?
This is a wine.
MD?
Mad Dog, yeah.
That's wine? Disgusting.
It's just like we
Why
were,
is it blue?
Oh,
or
it shouldn't
red
be.
Or green.
Yeah. Oh,
so back in the day, Mad Dog 2020 had two flavors, and I don't remember which was which. It's either Easy Days or Easy Nights and Mellow Day. Oh. Easy Days, Mellow Nights. I don't remember. But like, it's like.
Ew.
It's wine?
Dude, and then you just.
It looks like a Gatorade.
Yeah, it literally does.
The sugar content, you feel terrible.
Oh, I bet.
Like, okay, Erica, hit me with it.
In college, we were at a party, and I don't know why our friend had this. Some guy friend of ours was like, here, girls, try some of this chartreuse.
What is that? I don't even know what that
color?
Is.
Herbal liqueur.
Oh, is it like a Saint Germain or something? That's a mixer for something else. You don't just drink that.
I know. But again, we were in college and I drank so much of it. I was vomiting for like 24 hours. And the next night was my final chapter meeting. So I was a senior. I think I was 21. What was I doing at a party drinking chartreuse?
You didn't have to do that.
I didn't have to do it. But the next night was like the farewell chapter meeting for my sorority. So I had to go. I had to pull it together with just
good.
Ritz crackers in my tummy and like give a little goodbye speech.
No.
I know. Oh my God. And I am sweating right now just thinking about it. I was in a bar once and I looked up and I saw it and I was like, I think we have to leave.
Like, that is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. Text in. Aaron, come on. You've barfed. You've been to the ER.
Yeah, I know.
You've.
But I don't have one alcohol where I'm like.
Wrecked you so hard.
I would. No.
Because she does have one that wrecked her so hard, but she doesn't know what it was.
Yeah. So I'll drink it all. Except there's one alcohol that I just don't like. I don't like Fireball, but I don't like artificial cinnamon.
Fireball just brings me back to Stagecoach days too. I'm realizing there's a bunch for you. I will take a Fireball shot if I'm like pressured to.
But like Fireball, okay. Goldschlager, no way.
Oh my God.
It's also cinnamon, but with the little gold flakes in it.
Yeah, I don't feel good. I know there's people in their cars right now being like, please stop talking right now. I don't feel
Have you ever had so much Goldschlager?
No. That it comes out.
That when you barf, it's kind of spectacular.
I thought you were going to talk about the other end.
It's both. Because then the next day you're like, oh my God, I'm pooping gold.
Have you ever had so much sparkly drinks that when you go number two, you're like, my bowel movements are sparkly?
No. What?
No?
Which one? Are you, like,
just
is
curious.
This like
has anyone ever lived?
You put like luster dust in drinks.
Oh, it's like edible glitter.
It's
that's
not
sorry,
digestible.
That's
so,
glitter, you're not like sparkles.
You're like a unicorn.
Yeah.
The next day.
And I'll never do it again. That's another one. I just won't put edible glitter in my drinks. I don't think ever again.
Why would you? Other than
it's
the
fine,
show the
it's
next
pretty.
Day.
It's okay, pretty, but now I swear I drink. Can taste it. Oh. Like I can just...
Does it make it gritty? Isn't it like
no,
chalky?
It's like so fine. But man, when it comes out, you don't feel good about that.
Hack, please. Everclear in fruit in a
Everclear
bathtub.
Too.
You're telling me you gangster kids weren't drinking whatever you call that bathtub.
Oh, yeah, Jungle Juice?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Well, and the basketball team, we had a thing we called Overtime. So at the end of the year, it was like the big party where we would fill a table with the little Dixie cups. And it was all just... You had
whatever.
To grab one and you didn't know the content of it. You didn't
so
know how much.
It could just be Sunny D.
Exactly. Or it could be Stray. And it was just like a kind of a Russian roulette kind of a game. And yeah, I've definitely had some rough nights, but it never was like,
never
I can't.
Stuck.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't like, oh, it was that. It was like, that's what partying was to me, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
so maybe that's why you just, what? Basically don't drink anymore.
Probably, yeah.
For real, you don't have a, like, okay. Do you know what a fuzzy navel is?
No. Orange juice.
And?
Tequila. I don't know.
Peach tree schnapps.
No.
I laid down and let my roommates pour them into my mouth. So I just laid there and they've got orange juice in one hand and peach tree schnapps and they're barely pouring the orange juice. If I smell artificial peach flavor, I will immediately throw up. So I have a challenge.
No. No.
Yes.
No, I will not. Ooh. I will not.
I'm in.
She has a problem.
We're talking about the sparkly poop, right?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Slacker.
Oh, God.
Have you ever considered going on a reality TV show?
What? No.
No.
I would be terrible on a reality TV show.
What kind are you thinking, though?
Love is Blind.
Because they have like the game, like Survivor, the game show style ones as
goodness.
Well.
I'm not talking about those kind. I am talking about a dating
like a love
show.
Is, like a dating one? I don't think they want my amount of real.
That is not, well, okay, that part might be true.
Because I am, you guys know.
Well, yes, a girl would walk in and you'd be like, ew.
Yeah. I would like,
not great.
Here's the thing. If anybody's listening to the radio right now and they're like, Slacker just like snaps off at the mouth and says whatever he wants, you guys are actually getting the tamest version of me I can muster. Like,
censor.
It gets way worse from here.
Sure.
Off air, I am two gears off air.
Yeah.
I am calm down, sit down, hang with my fam, Netflix, whatever. Or I am one of the worst people I'm fun.
You're very fun.
But
which is why I think you'd make pretty good TV. And there is a new, funny you mentioned Netflix, there's a new Netflix show called Age of Attraction. And it is about
Oh my God, I've seen the previews of this. This is my life.
So the people on, the people on the show range from ages 20 to 60. No one there, it's like half men, half women. You don't get to
know, right?
Not even like you're, so say Aaron and I were both on the show. We couldn't even tell each other our ages. Like two girls on the show can't even reveal that.
And you can't hint either, right? And be like, I graduated high school here.
The only thing that has given away some ages is if people say the ages of their kids. So some people will be like, oh, I have teenagers. And so you're like, oh my gosh, so you can't be 25. You know?
Yeah, but some people who had kids at like 18 could have a teenager and they're 35 years old.
You can find the lowest cutoff or whatever.
And you could make some deductions from there.
Okay.
But if you... Yeah, and then do they just interact with each other, and are they trying to figure out their ages, or they're just trying
to figure out if you're dating?
Because what if you're just like, oh, I just love Def Leppard, and like some 20-year-old's like, okay.
True.
Like, yeah, but there's 20-year-olds who love Def Leppard, weirdly.
Yeah, but if you're like, I saw him at, I mean, it feels like.
I'm sure there's limitations, like maybe you're not supposed to mention years that you did things like that.
So I've seen like one of the previews or something, and this one woman is like, I don't know if she was saying, I don't know if there, if you, are you watching it?
We're watching it. It's the best. It's so, so trashy television. Oh,
and that's what you want me on? This woman was going, I have kids, like she thinks she's got kids the same age or around the age of this dude.
Let me tell
you. That she's
ya.
Finding herself attracted to.
Her kids, at least one of them, older than that dude. Sorry, a little bit of a spoiler alert. I won't share any of the other ages. I will say.
Do they seem like a.
There is a 30 plus year age. So you like start dating people, you go on some dates, you like spend time with them, and then you go to the promise room. And they give each other promise rings. It's not a proposal. But you go and you're like, I want to see what this is like outside of here. I want to date you. They give each other promise rings and then they reveal the ages. So after you've already been like, I want to date you outside of this, that's when you find out
their age. But what are the dates like inside? Are they on a compound or something?
They are.
So there's just a little Italian restaurant that they can go over to.
Yeah, that's funny. There's like a little coffee shop. There's like a spa. They did like whitewater rafting. But it's like
on the compound.
Sometimes they're group dates. Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe they left the compound for that one. They went like major ziplining. It was really cool.
So when somebody's like rubbing Ben Gay after the whitewater rafting, you're like, eh.
Yeah, but
a little older probably.
You also see them, right? So it's like some of them, you look at them and you're like, that man is not your age, girlfriend.
But does it matter? Because I have dated, you guys know.
Uh-huh.
24 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And it did not seem like that age gap.
I know, but I think you should watch this show to cure yourself of this.
Because sometimes...
Or be on it to cure yourself of this.
No, I don't want somebody 24 years younger than me.
It just happened.
I didn't seek that out. But there's oftentimes that like if I date somebody near my age that I'm like, oh God.
What?
You're lame. Like, let's do something.
I think you're dating the wrong people.
Like, there's certain people, like, they hit 40 and they're like, time to slow down. I'm like, what are you talking about?
30.
What? Yeah. They, for real. Like,
but maybe at 40, they have like younger kids and they're exhausted.
Okay.
You know, like,
that's why I would love to go into a situation where nobody knew. I definitely don't act my age. I don't think I look young, though.
I don't think you look as old.
Yeah, go ahead and finish that sentence, sweetheart.
I think you look younger than you are because you behave younger
I want to see myself. Okay.
So maybe this show would be good for you, but I'd be so terrified. Like, there's a guy, I'm not going to reveal like names or ages. There's a guy who has teenage children on this.
Okay.
And he goes to the promise room and the girl is 22. So she is so close. Like, you have children who are teens.
Yes.
Could you imagine dating someone like 3 years older than them? Weirdly, I think you could.
I have a couple more minutes to imagine. Oh,
the Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Have we thought about doing just leave the cameras rolling while the music is playing or the commercials or whatever, because the conversations that happen in this room sometimes.
I try to do that, and then you yell at me.
Because it's always me you catch in a blooper.
It's like making whale sounds and stuff.
What if I made a whale sound? Make a sound like me making a whale sound.
It was like the ghost. I remember we were playing the ghost sound or something, and then you were doing it.
I was playing it on the machine here, but I wasn't doing it myself.
No, you were doing it as well.
Yes, I was doing it. Yeah,
that was like the thing. I can't find it now for some reason, but yeah.
Up until this moment, I thought it was a whale.
Okay. No, it's ghosts. Okay. So I found if you are a person who suffers from anxiety...
One, two, woo, woo.
Welcome to the club.
I would just like to tell you that I found the cure. It's called the 630 rule.
I don't believe the person who created this had actual anxiety.
And they say after 6:30 at night, you're not allowed to worry anymore.
Yeah, that's not how anxiety works. Anxiety goes, you're not going to worry? Oh, you betcha.
I'm going to make you worry more.
Yeah, you want to worry harder?
Because you want to worry about new things? Now you're worried that you can't stick to the 6:30 rule. What else can you not stick to?
Hey, have you ever thought about worrying about what you're going to worry about in the future?
All the time.
Are you being serious? That is...
Very.
I know, I can't say the C word. It's crazy.
Oh, no, my. Don't say that.
See, told you. It's just... At a certain point, when your wildest fears don't come to fruition, does that... Do you ever use that as scientific proof that you should stop?
No.
Why would you not go, oh, I'm worried Dane is going to get in a car accident, and then he doesn't, and he doesn't, and he doesn't, and he doesn't. And it's like, why don't I just cross that one off? Because worrying about it won't prevent him from getting into one.
It won't prevent him, but I'll, not me for Dane, but I'm prepared. I am prepared for when it happens.
No, you're not.
If it happens.
No, you're
not. I know
what
to do.
I'm definitely not prepared.
So
you're also feeling the emotions when you don't need to. Like if it does happen, then you're going to need to feel to go through it. If it doesn't happen, you just went through it.
For no reason.
Yeah.
I do think of that sometimes.
So like, then
why
do
am
that
I
at
mentally
6:30.
Preparing?
6:30 at night. Just go.
No,
no,
that's not.
There's no point in think about your top four fears and go, not tonight. Not tonight.
Because then my next four, five through eight will arrive anyway.
It is interesting. I never thought of it that way, but like think about how wrong you've been.
Yeah,
both
you're
of you,
so you're
like your entire
and isn't
life.
That so concerning?
You've been so wrong night after night.
Then like, stop it.
I go through waves for the record. I feel like I've been in a high point of anxiety, but sometimes I don't have it at all. So some nights the 6:30 rule would work because I'm not having it.
But just, okay. So then the conversation in the room suddenly turned into T-Hack doing some, he got real Southern Baptist for a minute.
He did.
Yeah.
Do you want to do your Sermon on the Mount?
It's not mine. I saw it on the internet. So other people may have seen this or something similar. But I think it was like a pastor, some guy talking. And he said, you really ever only have two things to worry about in life.
Okay.
Are you healthy or are you sick? If you have your health, you have nothing to worry about. If you're sick, you have two things to worry about. Are you going to get better or not? If you're going to get better.
Hold on. Just follow the light.
I'm following.
If you're going to get better, then you've got nothing to worry about. You'll get better. If you're not going to get better. You have two things to worry about. Are you going to die or just be sick? If you're not going to die, you have nothing to worry about. If you are going to die, again, you have two things to worry about. Where are you going after you die?
Up
or
down?
If you think you're going up or down, if you think you're going up, you've got nothing to worry about. If you think you're going down, then you've got two things to worry about. And he says it's like extra crispy or whatever the joke, like the end of it is.
This doesn't work for me because I don't just worry, am I sick or am I healthy? I'm then worrying about how are my parents doing? How are my siblings doing?
But
how
you
are my
can't control anything about that.
I can't control anything about me either.
But you
think of it from that
you
perspective.
You literally can, though. You're the only one for you to worry. Like you've told us off air and on air. You worry about Swanson. You worry about Dan.
I worry about
you
Swanson
worry about your parents. You worry about your sisters. You worry about your nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Like,
what's
but you
wrong
can't,
with that though? Like, I love them so much that I want them to be okay.
You
so.
Can't affect that. Does your worrying ensure they're okay?
Well, no.
Then,
it doesn't. But it also my worrying doesn't ensure I'm okay either.
We could help worry. To me, anxiety is a natural thing. Because we used to live where, like, oh, a tiger.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? And you're like, oh, I better be kind of mentally ready to go, what am I going to do if there's a tiger right there? But like, you can't worry about your nephew and a tiger.
Oh, I worry very much about my nephew and a tiger.
Are you being like,
I hope that he's safe and I hope he's being protected. And I hope that his parents are aware that if the tiger comes, they need to know what to do. And like, I just don't think this is that crazy when you have people like, I have such a large circle of people I love so much that them not being around would ruin everything.
But don't you think they would be so much happier if you devoted more of your energy towards you? Like,
I devote a lot of energy towards
me. No, I know you do, but like,
again, you're spending time when you do have these people that you love, you're spending time imagining them being gone instead of focusing on they're here. Like, you're going through the emotions. I know I'm not telling you anything you haven't thought of, I'm sure, before.
Yeah, that's the part that messes with me.
Okay.
Because you're right.
Do you know if the 6:30 rule does not work? Try this.
I see how it's a whale.
The Slacker Show.
I've got a story about a new use for that Stanley that you're drinking.
Gosh.
Oh.
I'm scared.
Okay.
And I've got a story that's going to make a lot of us angry, but specifically T-Hack.
Oh. Mm.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
A couple was on a date at a Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
And they
nice.
Yeah. Like it so far.
Exactly.
Romantic.
And they actually happened to get one of T-Hack's favorite orders, a spicy chicken sandwich, blue power, blue Powerade.
Love it. Great.
But instead of eating it, they got into a fight with it. With the sandwich. The boyfriend slapped his girlfriend with the sandwich, threw the Powerade at her, leaving her soaked.
Man, use anything else. Use Chick-fil-A sauce.
Not the Lord's chicken.
Do not use Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, you can use the Chick-fil-A sauce. You can squish her with a little sauce. But don't you do anything with that spicy sandwich.
I don't like what you just said.
I don't either. That was kind of, okay. He was arrested.
With that sauce. Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I thought that's legal in Florida to hit somebody with a Chick-fil-A.
No, it was still DB.
Oh, it's because it's spicy.
Yeah.
I bet it's been a regular. The original
or a sandwich.
Yeah, beaten on a technicality.
Yeah. Was it spicy, sir? Yeah. Dang it.
Is the girl still drying off? Or?
She's still drying off. He was arrested, and they've ordered a no contact.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Order up.
They dump Gatorade on the coaches on the TV every. Okay.
True hack. Very true. Oh.
My story is also out of Florida.
I can't take it anymore. This is the best day ever. It's a daily number.
There was a 52-year-old man down there, down south, who came up with the nickname the Thermos Man, is what they were calling him.
The Thermos Man.
Yeah, he got arrested. So they found a meth pipe, and he threatened a deputy. Just, you know, Tuesday stuff down there in Florida. And he got arrested, and they later found out that he had concealed an entire full-size thermos. When they had taken him into jail.
Full-size?
What qualifies as a full-size?
The big one.
I'm just saying,
Now we get to play.
I can't even hide.
Or visible reference, I'm holding my large Stanley. The sun don't shine?
I think it's time for everyone's favorite game. Where was that thermos?
Was it in his ear?
I want it to be in his ear so bad. Please have it be in his ear.
Did he need to go to the hospital?
He did not need to go to the hospital, but they found it during a full body scan, and it was where you think it probably was.
It had to be hanging out.
Mm-hmm. He had used it to conceal other drugs and paraphernalia.
Was there a straw in it as well?
Unclear, but the contents were still cold. That's not in the story.
Those services. Yeah. It's a miracle.
He's now fielding offers from Yeti.
Gosh,
I think this is where you wrap this up, all right?
Done. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.